Blog Talk Radio.
Preliminaries, I'm asking those of you, God
greatest warriors, journeymen, journeywomen, all of you that love God and love God's doctrine, love the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to bow your heads as we go down and reference the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on this evening. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. But we know that this place right here, this earth, is not our home, Father God. But we know that you have prepared for those that are living according to your command a mansion up in glory. And Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other prayer petitions, Father God, we ask in your Son Jesus' name. And we as pilgrims of Jesus Christ shall say in harmony and unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for tuning in tonight. You could be doing many other things on your itinerary, but I thank you that chose to tune in and listen to the old Chip of Zion on tonight. And for that, I say thank you, and I salute you with a bow. I thank you, God's gracious, Lord, and faithful saints, and friends, and supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and followers, and kinship family, and extended church family, and all of you that make the old ship of Zion what it is today. And I want you to know that God is yet moving by his Spirit. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, Help in the Time of Trouble. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, I come to serve you notice on tonight. I come to encourage your heart on tonight. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You're going through the storm of life, a tsunami, a raging sea. I'm here to let you know that Jesus, hallelujah, is right there by your side. You are not alone. God is walking right there. And we know that in this day and time in which we live, we know that you are prompted to call 911 in an emergency only. Hallelujah. But we know that there are people that don't seem to understand or can follow the rules of regulations. And so they call the police emergency operator in various cities. They have received calls from people reporting that the TV set wasn't working and asking when it was going to stop snowing and wanted to report an identification theft while they remain anonymous. And I have often wondered if many of our prayers for help sound frivolous to the God. We know that it's impossible to know, but there's one thing we can be assured of. In our time of need, the Lord is not only hear our cry, but he is our present help, and he is with us. And you can turn your Bible over to the Lord 6, and it describes a great time of great calamity, including war and natural disaster. It is a song of trust that begins and ends with the same affirmation. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with you. He's with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's in verse 11, 1 through 11. The Lord is always at work accomplishing his purposes, even when the world seems to be falling apart. He tells us, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth, verse 10. We don't have to fear when we call for help. We know that he hears and he will come near. Though your ocean roars and your mountains quake, an enemy derive, we do not have to be afraid, because we know that God is by our side. God help is the only a prayer away. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus is just as real today as he was when he walked on this earth over 2,000 light years ago. Even though he doesn't move among us physically, by the Holy Spirit, he is there. Everywhere. A continuous living presence outside of us and inside of us. That may be a terrible thought for some. Perhaps you don't like yourself, or you have contemplating all the bad things you've done. Insecurity and sin can create a sense of fear, awkwardness, and calmness in Jesus' presence. But think of what you know about him. Despite what you are or what you may have done, he loves you. And you can read in the law of Romans 5 and 8. Go on down a little bit to John 4 and 7 through 11. We find out that he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Hallelujah. You read in the law of John 14 and 18, Hebrews 13 and 5. Others may not think much of you or your invite you to spend time with them, but Jesus does. You can get your Bible and turn to the law of Matthew 11 and 28. Hallelujah, Jesus. Others may not like the way you look, but he looks at your heart. Read in the law of Samuel 16 and 7. Then go on down to Luke 24 and 38. Others might think that you are bothered because you're old and you're in the way, they might think. But he will love you to the end. That's in the law of Romans 8 and 35 through 39. Jesus loved you. I say in my podcast listed audience on tonight, I come to encourage your heart. I come to encourage your spirit to let you know that Jesus loved you in spite of all the conditions that causes others to turn away. He wants to change you to be like him. But he loves you as you are and will never abandon you. You are family and you will never ever be alone. I come to let you know tonight. Jesus, share your worries and your cares. He'll never be left all alone. Stand beside you to comfort and guide you. He always looks out for his own. So if you know Jesus, you'll never walk alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that in this global life, in the global world, a world where everybody is doing their own thing, and it seems like that nobody cares. You're just all alone. You don't have nobody to call on the telephone. You don't have anyone to write a letter to. You don't have a pen pal. So you don't have a pen pal that you can call on. But I want to encourage your heart and let you know tonight that you can call on Jesus. Jesus is never too busy. You can get that angelic angel on the line and tell him that you got a SOS call coming in the hot wire to Jesus. And Jesus will never put you on hold. Jesus will never put you on freeway. You have an open line of communication with Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that life is full of turbulence. Life is full of confusion. Life is full of stress, economic uncertainties, racial divisions, threats of war, physical and emotional pain, and dreadful disease. These things that fill our lives with troubles. Hallelujah. We know that one writer had said that life is unfair, but God is good. In spite of life's troubles, we can find, hallelujah, revelation and knowing that Psalm 46:2 affirms the believer solid position. We will not fear. Now what a powerful position. What a great testimony to say we will not fear. The psalmist revealed to the world that we have no fear because God is our refuge and our strength. Our God offers a place of protection. So you have a protection tonight. You have a protection in Jesus. Jesus has his archangel camped all around about you. He's guiding you going down and you're coming in. Hallelujah. We remain in his protection, care, and his promises is present in the time of trouble. And we know that according to the promise, God also bring about his purpose. And the promise invites us to witness all that God has done. I'm inviting you to come, hallelujah, and behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made, hallelujah, in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow of the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Father, we are instructed to be still and know that I am God. He alone is sovereign. No matter what your troubles may be, remember your position in God's protection. Thanks be to God that he will help us in the time of trouble. He is always there. The Lord's presence gives us comfort and security. He has promised, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. We find that in the law of Hebrews 13:5. Who knows us more than completely? Who loves us more fully? Who cares for us so well? And we can read in Psalm 139, we read that King David thought of God's precious presence. He wrote, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know I'm sitting down. Am I rising up and acquainted with all of my ways? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. And I want you to know, you that out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, I want you to know no matter what happens to us, we have this assurance. God is our refuge and strength. God is our very present help in trouble. So I will encourage you all tonight. Open your eyes. Open your heart. He is there. When we are walking through the green pastures or over mountains rugged and bare, precious the thought and sweet the assurance, Jesus is always there. We can face any fear when we know the Lord is near. Hallelujah. So I want you to know tonight that you are not alone. God is with you. He said in his word, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So I want you to take courage tonight, no matter what you're going through. You might have got a bad report from the doctor. I can tell you tonight, by God's 39 stripes, you are healed. You can send that bad doctor report to the pit of hell from which this came. Cancer might have you, but you don't have cancer. Tuberculosis might have you, but you don't have tuberculosis. directly. God can take the taste from your mouth. All you got to do is ask him. God can do anything but fail. We know that there's no failing in God. We fail, yes we do, but there is no failing in God. For we know before any failing come about in God, we know that heaven and earth is going to go right on in to the ocean somewhere. Because we know that God's word is sure. You can take God's word for face value. God's word is true. No matter what you're going through, you might have lost a loved one. I come to encourage you tonight. Weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you that finances might not be where you want them to be. You can be busted and can't be trusted today, but you can have money in your mailbox in the morning. All you got to do is have faith and belief in God. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. You might be friendless, but Pastor Warren, I don't have a friend I can call on. What I'm here to tell you tonight, you got Jesus as your friend. It don't cost nothing. You got a toll-free number to heaven. The cost is zero. Zero charge. And you'll get an answer on the first ring. You have a straight line of communication to heaven. So you be encouraged on tonight. You that are going through, just trust God. Tell God all about it. Go down on your knees and go to God in sincerity and in truth. And I guarantee you, God can take every burden that you have and make your burden light. God is a problem solver. There's no problem too small, and there's no problem too huge for God. God is the mastermind of it all. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I said something to infuse your mind and impact your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want on Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're encouraged, hallelujah, to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Triple Zion. Send your correspondence and make it attention to. Send your pastor, Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. I want you to take courage tonight. You got a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. He's faithful and true. Just go to him. God can take care of any problem that you might have. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
Ooh, go down at the end of the river.